99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. I have to do this. Turn it up. On demand.
All right, it's that time. When Kelly and I sling dad jokes back and forth to one another, first one who laughs loses. It's called You Laugh, You Lose on 99.7 DJX. Kelly is taunting me with the trophy. She is on a two-game winning streak.
Yes, I am. I've kept it for 2 weeks in a row.
Yep. So, all right. So, without further ado, okay. Losers go first.
All right.
Kelly K. Uh-huh. You know, I was really kind of bummed. Someone just threw this tub of mayonnaise at me. What the hell, man?
Yeah. That was almost as good as when I delivered that last week. Oh, dang. Hey, what did 50 Cent do when he got hungry?
What?
58.
You like the number?
Yeah.
Okay. I found out today my toaster isn't waterproof.
Really?
Yeah, I was shocked.
Yeah. Don't do that, kids. Safety first.
Yeah. You laugh, you lose.
Hey, why should you never drink 8 Coca-Colas?
Why?
You might throw 7 up.
Oh, yeah.
Soda jokes.
Yeah, a little soda humor there.
And vomit jokes.
Tell you what, you're going pretty hard, Kay.
Sure am.
Why did the baker go to work?
Why did the baker go to work?
Needs the dough.
Yeah. For sure. Farting in a packed elevator? Wrong on so many levels.
Oh, because you're going up or down in an elevator.
Yeah, I get literally.
It. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. Hey, Kelly, do you know who the hottest knight was at the round table?
Who was the hottest knight at the round table?
Sriracha!
Sassy.
Yeah?
Saucy.
Even.
Even.
You laugh, you lose.
Hey, the person who invented autocorrect should burn in hello.
Oh, wow. Okay.
See?
Yeah.
See what happened there?
I like that.
It got auto-corrected.
You know, Kelly, I started carrying a weapon after an attempted mugging a few years ago.
Oh, wow.
I know. Yeah, since then, my muggings have been a lot more successful.
Great. Good news. Good for you.
Thanks.
What do you call an annoyed lobster?
What?
A frustration.
Oh, instead of a crustacean.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay, yeah.
Rhyming jokes.
I love those sort of jokes. It's you laugh, you lose. Two balloons in the desert.
Yeah.
One says, look out for that cactus. The other replies, what cactus?
Oh, tragic. R.I.P. balloon. That's tough. That is tough. Hey, what do you call a crocodile that loves guacamole?
What?
A guacadile.
Ah. Coming out strong.
Yeah.
You laugh, you lose.
I'm not giving up this trophy easily.
What do you call a smart fart?
What do you call a smart fart?
Astute.
Yeah. Cute.
Thank you.
We prefer toot in our household. That's the word we like. Two friends chat. One boasts about his new car. So I've got a new Tesla Model X. It drives itself. Nice. Where is it? No idea. Drove itself away.
Oh, I get it.
Get it?
I get it.
Took you a second.
Man. Okay.
I need you to be on the intelligence level of my jokes.
I'm telling you what.
That's going to help
me. Maybe you're shooting over my head here.
Really? That's shooting over your head?
You laugh, you lose. If you ever get cold, just stand in the corner of a room for a while, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Normally around 90 degrees. Architecture jokes.
Yeah. Real good.
Thanks.
Real good.
Thanks.
Instead of a swear jar, I have a negativity jar every time I have pessimistic thoughts. It's half empty.
Oh, instead of half full, half empty.
Yeah.
I got
get it.
I got it.
Get it.
I got it.
Get it.
I got it.
What you got?
Two guys walking down the street. I see a dog licking himself.
Yeah.
One of them says, man, I wish I could do that. The other guy goes, well, maybe you should pet him first.
Solid. We're getting there.
Thank you.
We're getting there.
Thank you.
A man was hospitalized with 6 plastic horses up his butt.
Oh.
Doctors have described his condition as stable.
Oh. It get kind of crowded in that stable.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, true facts here, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Before the crowbar was invented, most crows just drank at home.
Yeah. Probably did.
Taking a step back here with the comedy.
Uh-huh. Man walks into a doctor's office. What seems to be a problem? Asks the doc. It's, well, I have 5 penises, says the man. Blimey, says the doctor. How do your trousers fit? Like a glove.
That one surprised me out of you, Kelly.
I know. That was aimed at you. It was a Ben joke. It was aimed at you. It was aimed at you.
Hate to break this to you, Kelly.
Yeah.
Had a job interview today.
Uh-huh.
To stand out, I wore nothing but saran wrap. First thing the interviewer said to me, well, I can clearly see your nuts.
Literally. Did you get the job?
No, I'm here.
Oh, it's tragic. Yesterday, one of my good friends, Doug, told me I often make people uncomfortable for violating their personal space.
Careful.
It was a really hurtful thing to say and completely ruined our bed. I can't. I can't. Dang it, Doug. Rub-a-dub, Doug. I brought back Rub-a-dub, Doug, because I couldn't. I had to. I brought back Rub-a-dub, Doug.
And you lost on it. You even knew it.
I knew I would.
That's funny.
I knew I would.
Hand the sanitized trophy over to me, Kelly. Gets you every time.
Wait really, a second. Really which one were you were waiting all week to sling at me? Which one was that? I have to know. I have to know. Did you do it?
Yeah.
Which one was
it?
It
was the job interview.
Oh, the job interview. The job interview. It was good. It was good.
And in hindsight, maybe you don't show up to a job interview wearing only saran wrap.
Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't. And prayers go out to the guy with the 5 penises.
That was You Laugh, You Lose on 99.7 DJX.